This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The affiliation between Campbell County Health and UC Health has been finalized and a three-year management services agreement has been signed. The agreement gives CCH access to UC Health's group purchasing power, which will lead to savings on supplies and medical equipment. It also gives access to Epic, an electronic medical record system that will eventually replace MedTech as Campbell County Health's record-keeping system. Campbell County Health officials are getting ready to accept an upcoming federal mandate that will require employees in all long-term care facilities to be vaccinated against COVID-19 while preparing for the internal issues associated with that requirement. The Legacy Living and Rehab Center is expected to act on those mandates sometime next month. Hospital officials say it will be likely that they will soon have to comply or face losing being able to accept Medicare and Medicaid. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After being sworn in as trustees for the Gillette Community College District, the new board began its first ever meeting, filling board positions, creating committees, and setting their next meeting date. One of the first tasks of the new board is to work with the NWCCD to form an understanding between the two districts in order to ensure student success as GCCD transitions away from its former district while continuing to share accreditation. The board's next meeting will be September 7th. The former director of Personal Frontiers has been accused of embezzling over $189,000 over a three-year period. Donna Moore Morgan has been charged with three counts of felony theft. The discovery of the theft came after Morgan shared information regarding her activity with a Personal Frontiers board member while the two were drinking. Morgan was given a $5,000 bond and a preliminary hearing is set for Wednesday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.